Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Did you turn it down?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, that's as loud as it's gone.
That doesn't make any sense.
Current roadblocks to success and happiness.
What'd
this
you do?
Inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Oh my gosh, everybody, welcome, welcome. Here we are. This is going to be alternate Wednesday. Not alternative, that is a whole different explanation now, or definition, I should say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah, we will go one phone call, then one reading out of the Facebook. And I welcome all of you Facebookers that are with us. Yay. Yes, you are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can see us live streaming. Or is it streaming live? It's tomato, tomato,
yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
You can say whatever you want, just live.
So anyway, I want to welcome y'all, including our blog talkers who literally come to us from around the world. Very happy to have you all. And I hope it'll be an interesting, insightful, and maybe a little bit funny hour for you. I want to also remind everyone I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards, which is how this particular method is accomplished with playing cards. So don't confuse it, please, with tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there, okay? Because there are different playing card, systems that are available. But this is its very own. I've never looked at anything else. Always afraid that somehow something I've learned would sneak into personal prophecy philosophy, and we certainly didn't want that to happen. So, everyone, playing cards. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers / Facebookers, where I feel it gives me a really good picture of you, your life, how you're doing, the situations that have come before, and things that lie ahead as we are in what I would call the dynamic present. And that's where we hold so much power over the future that we are traveling a path to. Seriously, we can use tools like change and choice, that it's almost miraculous, the changes we can bring by knowing so much intuitively, psychically, about the future. You don't like what you see? Well, you have the chance to sidestep it when possible, and you can also just say, delete, I'm not going there, not happening to me, like with certain relationships, jobs, etc. So I just want to bring a little of that in so you know we're not just pulling rabbits out of a hat here. I would love to be able to do that, you know, pull a rabbit out of a hat. But anyway,
I'd rather pull a sack of money out of a hat.
I suppose, yeah.
Rabbits are nothing, dime a dozen.
Well, I just meant in the figurative sense, you know.
The other day I saw black money about a block, two blocks down in somebody's yard.
You saw what?
Black money.
What's that?
A black bunny.
Bunny. I thought you said black money.
Black money. We all heard of that. Different than white money, yellow money, you know, all that different monies out there.
Well, this is the time of year for the bunnies. Got to watch out for them when you're out mowing those lawns. So anyway, this is my part in the introduction. I've pretty much fulfilled it. And now I'm going to turn to the man of the hour. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. You're too slow on that intro. Way too slow. That's why I just jump in. Like, let's get this. I'm a man of action, damn it. All right. So information, educational purpose. Remember that. You can't sue us. You try to sue us, we'll laugh at you. We got no money anyway. Second thing I'd like to remind everybody, if you are international, be it a caller, be it a Facebooker, you must let us know. Well, you don't have to, but I think you would be who if you do that, because we're going to give you live international shout-outs like we do right now to Rachel in the land down under and Dr. Priya, who is in the Netherlands currently. Yay, and Catherine is not international, but she's down in Florida, and she don't know how long she's going to be on because they're getting ready to get hammered by one of those storms. Hail, thunder, lightning, you know, all that crap.
You know,
we've had that like every...
Yeah.
I think was last night the first night we didn't have one for, like, I don't know, since I can remember.
I know. And you folks in Florida, it always seems like the end of the world is coming with your storms. They are just unbelievably wicked.
The world we live in, there's a lot of warm water around them. Lots of stuff gets going. So it is what it is. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Get in the queue for a reading. What the deal is when you get in that queue, you'll hear a message saying, listen to the show while you wait. It doesn't tell you that. It actually says you can listen to the show while you wait, or you will listen to the show. It's a true statement. I called in. I hear the show. If you ever hear absolute silence, hang up and call again. Something went wrong. Typically, that takes care of the problem. Facebookers, it's alternate Wednesday, so we'll be turning to you quite often tonight. So be ready. Be ready to do your Facebook thing.
Okay.
Remember that wild thing?
Yeah.
Tone Loke.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Loke?
Loke, yeah. I mean, it's some hip-hop name, but I'm sure that's not a real God-given verse. But anyway, that's the deal.
Another song that sounds very similar.
Fucking Cole Medina.
Yeah.
The music part's kind of the same. Just tweaked a little bit. All right. Left to do. You just got to wait for your cue, but it will be coming soon because we are going to alternate. We will give you guys – sometimes you folks don't roger up, so we'll see. We only give you so much time. But you'll know it. We'll officially announce it. So don't start typing stuff now thinking, hey, I'll take my question now, and I'll be first. Negative. We're going to take the first question after we announce it. That's fair. Some people haven't got here yet. So it is what it is.
Oh, good Lord.
All right.
Catherine just sent me a
– that's a deja vu.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, that looks familiar, doesn't it?
Doggone.
Stupid hail. All right. Either way, no matter how you're getting your reading, when you have the hops, that is the time for your reading to come to an end, and we will give you an angel card reading. That's what we do the hearts for, instead of making some horrible, nasty sound. So when you hear the hearts, reading, Deborah, is complete, and then... we will give you an angel card reading. Tonight, we're going to the old school angel cards. So that's the name of that tune. So that's what you'll get. These are good ones. It will be from an archangel, whichever random card we pull. So that's cool. Gotta like it. I think we covered everything. We're going to go to the callers. First caller is area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you. Your name?
Hi, it's Pat and Chance.
It's been a long time.
Pat and Chance, how are you
doing?
It's
been a while,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's been a while. He's barking. Yeah,
he's barking. He's sounding off.
He lost his voice most of the day. It's just starting to come back. So he's saying hello to you guys. He knows you're there.
That is so cute. Hello there, Chance,
remember,
honey.
When Missy got to be an old-timer, her bark started lacking.
Yeah.
That's what it is, you know. It's the thought that counts when they make barks.
Yeah, it's my son's birthday, and I was on the phone with him, and he was sending his love to him, too, with his twin voice.
And let me ask you a question, Pat. Your son was born today, all those years ago, has he asked you over the years to tell you the story of his birth?
Oh, God, no. He is one of those people that doesn't want to listen to anything. He's starting to change, though. Starting to change. Sometimes I think I should write a book.
Well, I wish my sons didn't get hooked on it. I started when they were little, and every year on their birthday, I would tell them the story of each of their births. And now that they're grown up, oh, my God, they still want to hear it. It kills me.
Oh, you're so lucky. Actually, my story wouldn't be good because as I was being rolled in for, I don't know, I wanted to do natural, and they said you can't after I tried for like a day and a half. But as I was being rolled in, I said to myself, the marriage is over. So it wouldn't be such a good story for my son. And it was. It was. From that day on, I worked on leaving him.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He would not let my friend drive us through red lights. And when we got to the hospital, this is terrible. I'm embarrassed to say it. When we got to the hospital, I had to stay outside until the clock struck 12 because he did not want to pay for an extra day. And I was 8 centimeters dilated. 8, is that right? Sound right? When
you
were delivered.
Yeah. You could have been crowning in another couple minutes.
I was. They couldn't believe how I came in. I was so dilated. It was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Office episode.
Yeah.
Not as dire as her, though.
That's terrible.
It wasn't like her, but it was a similar reason.
Not such a happy story. And the other thing was, I said to my midwife later, I said, if this was 200 years ago, I knew as soon as I got pregnant, I knew I was going to die. I was terrified. So when it was all, and they lied to me. They said, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. I said later, if this was 200 years ago, what would have happened? And she said, you would have been in labor for a week. You and Terry or one or the other would have died. And I knew it was true. It was just a premonition. It was going to be a terrifying, complicated labor. So anyway, I'm glad I was not born 200 years ago.
There's a ton of mothers that would be dead.
I would have been one too.
Yeah, there'd been a ton.
I was on Pitocin.
Lots of
after 15 hours, I still couldn't even dilate to one.
A ton of mother and child.
And I'll tell you, I got delirious thinking these people are torturing me and they're trying to kill me. And I was trying to pull IVs out of my arm. I mean, you reach a point where, And so they finally wheeled me in for a C-section, but 15 hours. Yeah. And that Pitocin is merciless. Oh, God.
What does that do?
Well, on the chart when you see like a labor pain is building nice and gradual, Pitocin makes it spike. Right off the paper.
It's for inducing labor.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a medication that induces labor.
And that in the middle of the night, there was an emergency room doctor. This pup came in and he said, you quiet down. You're waking up everybody. And he said, you were woman enough to get yourself into this.
You should have said nurse a scalpel.
Yeah, I would love to have said
somebody hand me an ashtray or something. It was a long time.
Well, Catherine went 46 and a half hours. All right, tell us what you're here for, Pat.
Let's not have these women let's get the show on the road.
Okay. All right. Well, this is all kind of gloomy. I just wanted sort of a general reading. Things have been really difficult, up and down roller coaster, really stressed with Chance, but I'm better now, and I know I have to just move forward and focus on positive and not get frightened by everything. I know that, but I'll just, if you want to, if it's okay, I'll just take a general reading of temperature, or if not, I'll ask a question.
Well, tell me, how are things going with Sam, the mechanic?
He's just a doll. He wants to leave that garage. And he wants to buy his own place. He was ready to, but he got screwed out by something. I don't know. Someone bought a place before him. So he's unhappy. I think he's going to go to his own home and start doing repairs there. But he's been so wonderful to me. And your help and someone else's help to calm me down and say, hey, he's a friend, just broke that craziness that I had in my head, and now I'm back totally comfortable and enjoying him. Yeah.
He has really nice eyes, doesn't he? I can tell. He's got nice eyes.
You can see the confidence in there.
Oh, yeah.
Are there bad eyes?
Well, some people have beady eyes.
I just never heard I never heard anybody say to a significant other, your eyes suck.
Well, Clint Eastwood's are squinty eyes.
A lot of that's from the movie, too. A lot of that, those spaghetti westerns, they wanted him to kind of squint like that. You've seen him interviews with the director and stuff. He wasn't squinting.
I never knew what a bad man he was till I started reading, excerpts of other people's memoirs.
Oh, here we go.
He made that woman, Sandra Locke, have multiple abortions.
So what you're saying is that he had a shotgun taped to her head and made her do it, right?
Well,
I answered that already for you.
Listen, my father, my ex-husband came down on me and worked on me and worked on me and worked on me. They can do it, that sounds crazy, but.
Yeah.
Okay,
She said he didn't want to be a father. Well, then keep that weenie in your pants.
That's right. That's right.
How many more?
Three, I believe.
Now at this point.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, if she was one, but she did it more times again, so you were asking
for
that.
She was super submissive to him.
Right.
Well,
she should have left the second time.
So
there are a lot of Hollywood people that are bad, bad people. You're just talking. Anyway, Sam is doing well. He's good.
All right. Well, I guess a fact that you're looking for general means there's nothing really bad in your life going on. So that's a good thing. Real bad, I mean,
She said it's been up and down.
Up and down. But, I mean, that means it's life kind of.
Money.
Life.
Money seems to be central to everything.
It's been hard. It's been a tough week with deaths and Chance having a hard time and I'm on the other side and, got my spirits up again and hopeful. Yeah, so.
And
up and down.
Yeah, you've got to try. I know this sounds absolutely ridiculous when I tell this to people. Hi, Laura from Canada.
Hey, nice to show up to Laura from Canada.
Yeah, to say to you, try to focus on flow rather than lack. And you're like, ramen noodles every night, but we'll concentrate on flow.
And it sucks. And sometimes, what really sucks is you could go on the internet or watch some shows and watch people that have had devastating things happen to them, which is a terrible way to have to do it to make yourself feel that your life could be a lot worse. But it could be.
You are so great.
It could be.
For all of us.
I've never done this before, but I have some post-its up in my bathroom. It's the only place with space. And they're all people and things I'm grateful for. And one of them says Deborah Leigh and Jimbo. These are not just flip things. These are like real, real grateful things that are in my life, so I can remind myself. Start to get angry and irritated, you forget about all the people that are so wonderful to you.
That's human nature. We do that. Yep, that's human. All of us have been to that moment. And if people say they haven't, they're liars.
Yeah, now that they're bringing up remnants of that submersible sub.
Yep, chunks.
They're starting to bring stuff up. And that, I don't know if others heard, but the mother of the young boy who was on there, she gave up her seat to him.
Oh, no.
Because the father wanted to father-son thing.
Oh, God.
So their culture is very male-oriented.
That would just destroy you. I have gotten too far in.
If they have other kids, you should focus on that. At least she's still around. Otherwise,
have a mother.
But I don't know that. You're right.
So anyway.
All right, back to Pat.
Try not to let money tweak you too much.
This is weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
Don't let it tweak you. Don't let it get under your skin. Because there's a sense here that could get really irritated. I do. I got to tell you, I have to put myself in check when I hear of people that never had to work hard for something. And it's like a windfall that they get.
Yeah.
And I think, what the hell?
You know what?
You know, yeah.
I like saying the same thing over. That's human nature to be jealous. Is that one of the is that one of the sins? That's one of those. How many are there? Seven.
Seven deadly sins.
Okay.
Did you ever see that movie Seven?
Well, that's a whole different ball game on that. It really has nothing to do with it, except that's what the dude murdered and stuff.
Well, for you, you know, let Sam take the lead. It's like you've punted and he's got the ball now. Let's see what he might do with it. He really finds you so charming, so smart.
So smart.
Good. That's good. That's good because I get nervous around men and I come off sometimes stupid because I get nervous. So that's good to know.
Oh, you're just being hard on yourself, Pat. You probably have more poise and composure than you think. And there's nothing cuter than somebody who's a little on the nervous side. I've always gone for the men that had kind of the sweaty palms, and they were hesitant to come up and say, Deborah, could I buy you a drink or talk? You know, I liked their hesitancy rather than that suave guy.
Enrico Suave.
He comes up and says, yo, baby.
That's true.
For you, I think there are some social things coming up for you this summer that look good. And I want you to know Sam does contemplate the possibility. Well, because the cards relate to you, it's going to be about you, that he thinks you would make an awesome girlfriend, if not a wife.
You mean the cards aren't about him.
What you gonna do about him?
All right, back to that.
Oh, I don't know that song. You know what I'd like?
Yeah, Rupert.
What I'd like is... I'd like for him to have me work for him somehow. I think I may, I don't know if my days are numbered with the dogs, maybe not, but I need to make more money and I would love to do something with him. He's mentioned it, but I don't know if anything will come of it.
Well, now that it's gone kind of backwards for him, where he's going to be working from home, I don't see that being a long-term choice. I see him getting back in the game. You know, we're in an economic climate that really kind of sucks.
He's not happy with the guys that own it. So I think he's going to go to his home and start working there. He used to work from his home. And then hopefully someday he will find a place to buy to have his own garage. That's what he hoped for.
My firstborn son in Minnesota, he runs a backyard mechanic shop.
He doesn't do it much anymore, right? Because he's so
he
busy.
He does it on the fly here and there.
Yeah, he does it. It seems like it's more for favors.
So all in all, I'm not seeing bad stuff here. If anything is coming that is not able to appear in the cards just yet,
So the bottom line is you maybe didn't have a ton of good news, but you also didn't have bad news. Mm-hmm. And that kind of is good news.
Do you see my finances stable and maybe getting a little better?
I do, but I think it's going to...
You don't see a lottery, right?
Not immediately, no. No, okay, we're heading into July already. And for a lot of people that I've done cards for lately, I'm seeing September is going to be some sort of stellar month. Why, I don't know exactly.
Okay.
But it's bringing a lot of stability.
Am I going to be okay? Things aren't going to get any worse for me. Are they financially?
No, I do not see worse.
Okay. All right.
Don't be surprised if that guy wants you to run, you know, answer the phones and stuff for him. He can't be under a vehicle and be on the phone.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. He talked about me once running the tires for him. Anybody needs to get tires, Google discount tires online. You can get them half the price or even less. Quality tires. They'll deliver them to your mechanic.
All right. Good point.
All right. Your angel card reading subject is patience. It is from Archangel Jophiel. Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurture and patience.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen tomorrow. There you go.
That's it. Thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for calling and being patient and first caller.
Listen,
and it's been a long time.
Yeah. It's like reading a child's book over and over and over again. You get so sick of it. But, Deborah, don't stop telling your kids about the birth if they like hearing it. You're really lucky.
There's a certain age where they kind of don't care anymore.
Well, they're at what they don't, but they want to hear about it.
Really, somebody that's 23, his friends are waiting to go out and they're going to do tequila shots. He wants to hear about it first.
They're still like little boys at heart.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Pat.
That's what it is. Thank you very much. Care. You have a good one, you and Chance.
Yeah, he's a cutie. Little Chance.
All right. We are alternating to the Facebookers. I put it in here first, so it'll be quicker than
Rachel said she's getting September also. You know, I can't wait. We are going to actually, honest to God, we're going to start that class. And it's going to be recorded for those of you that have to work or sleep or whatever it is you might have to
do. It's been one problem after another. Now, the next problem is the travel thing.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with the travel thing now. There was like 1,500 flights that got canceled as of this morning over the storms the past few days.
Yeah, and you know, the heat in Texas, it's very worrisome when you take off.
Yeah, but it doesn't really shut the airport down, though.
No, but it feels strange to be in a tube with all the lights off, all the windows down as it's, you know, heading for.
I've never had that happen ever, but I've never been in a place that hot. So never been any place that was over 100 on takeoff. I mean, like just 100 in the town. Not, I mean, sometimes it gets that hot on all that pavement, no trees and stuff, but not a place that's hot. 100 just in the weather station.
They kill the air conditioning during takeoff.
Yeah, I'd like to kill the pilot when they do that shit.
And come on, anybody, listen. If you just want to write in your...
I didn't say what to do. I just said messenger. Time now. Yep.
But
pipe.
Put a message here if you want.
Welcome to Australia.
Some of you, it's late in the night. Your children...
Or it's early in the morning, like where Rachel is.
Yeah.
But not super early, but, you know, early. Early enough. All right. We're only going to wait a couple more minutes, and then we got to go back to the phones, and then we'll go back again because it's open at Wednesday.
There'll be another shot for you.
Rachel, you got to be a little more specific than that. Can you see any for me? Any what? Any nuclear weapons coming into your yard? I don't know what. Any aliens that are going to land and rape you? I mean, I just don't know. Any what? You got to say any something.
Michelle, that's a tough one because death is characterized in the cards as walking through one door, you know, walking in one door and walking through it.
Yeah,
so,
that doesn't sound, and that almost sounds like going to the point of doing like gambling monies and actual real numbers and stuff. That's like you said, how long somebody can live, right? It's a future thing. Like right now, they might.
Some people work well with that.
Can you see anything for me, please? Aha. Now that isn't that amazing how that makes a big difference.
Sure.
Because it could have been any jobs, it could have been any men. That's all. That's the reason because I didn't know. I didn't want to just guess. So basically, general for Rachel in the other side of the globe. Everybody, hold their messenger stuff. We are doing a reading, and I will copy and paste that in case people don't have their volume on.
So it's winter now in the land down under.
It is. They have achieved their winter, and now their days are starting to get longer finally. We're here. We are starting to get shorter, though. You know how it is.
And Rachel, you don't get snow, correct?
I don't remember where she is.
Yeah.
It's a big continent. There are places that do, places that don't. It's like, yeah. It's like anywhere in places. She says, yes, they do.
Oh.
So you got that going for you.
Well, right. It makes some snow angels, and I don't know. The first couple of days of a nice snowfall.
She's not there where she is, but yeah, obviously Australia, yeah. They're going to get... The country is bigger than Iceland. It's not a dot, a speck on the globe. It's pretty big.
Well, right off the top, not exactly good news, but I want you to be aware that you need to take very good care of your money. Watch your money. Watch anything connected to your money. Because, boy, I'll tell you, the scammers, the swindlers, they are out there in full force.
Yep.
And man, they're getting slick.
Yeah, it's pretty much all of us need. We should all do that. Be reminded of that.
They will send you such a nice email or it'll be like a phone message. Congratulations. Please contact us. You've won something.
Yeah, those are very obvious to the average person. They get the elderly and loving, naive,
and
trusty people with those. But there's other ones that are kind of slick. There's some that have been a little slick.
And you just got to watch your bank accounts. They start with little itty-bitty, withdrawals. You know, a little bit.
They're not as small as they used to be.
No.
They're a little bit bigger now. But
not like $1.60?
No, they're like $4, $5, $10 now because debit's been 20 years since they used to do that. So there's inflation. I got to try a little smaller amount that are a little bigger.
And I guess a lot of them are scamming at gas stations.
And I think that's probably wise because they learn if somebody's taking out $50 or $1.50 withdrawals here and there in another state, the finance institutions are going to be on that. So they've thought, then I should be like a normal $19 one somewhere.
Also, Rachel, you've got a female friend, relative, somebody very close to you, female, who I think has a drinking problem that she tries really hard, drinking or drugs. She's drugging or drinking.
Something of intoxication.
She's trying her best to keep it hid, but she's really in misery. Maybe you know who this would be.
Okay.
That you could. She's just about at rock bottom where this girl is going to be ready for some help. So I just thought I'd mention that. Also, here's something else for you. Are you aware that lesbians love you, Rachel? And
do they love
I'm
her long
not
time?
Kidding. Huh?
Do they love her a long time, though?
They would if they have the chance. I don't know. Brown I don't chicken, think you cow. Swing that way, do you, Rachel? But
that's her private business.
Women love you. They find you very sexy. So I just thought I'd mention that. Too.
Just in case you're looking to maybe go visit a Whisker Biscuit restaurant, it's up to you. It's free country, free world, free everything we live
restaurant,
in.
Restaurant, I think they just have bars, don't they?
I'm equating Whisker Biscuit as in food, biscuit food.
Oh.
You know, come on, Deb.
We had one here, pretty hot, kind of high class, called Uncle Louie's. Oh, she's bi. Well, hey, Rachel, you got some new ladies coming in.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Ooh, yeah. And one, this could really turn into quite a love affair. We had a place that was known to be strictly for lesbian women. And in the front, this was Uncle Louie's. And in the front was just a regular bar. But if you went into the back where the restrooms were, you would be walking through, a big bunch of lesbians. Every time I came back from that restroom, nobody was looking in my face.
Saved.
They were all staring at my crotch.
What were they looking for? To see if he had a Wiener Schnitzel?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was real uncomfortable for me.
They're looking to see if you had a schnitzel that would have been tucked away, maybe.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, but anyway, Rachel, you've got prospects there, baby, coming to you.
All right. Angel therapy is the subject of your angel card reading. It's from Archangel Raphael. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
That's good.
All right.
I know you have some health things that come along. I didn't really see them as much of an issue like over these next few months for you. And you said you couldn't have a relationship with a woman, but you could have a really nice, loving connection with someone, I would think. They're like me.
I might start playing with semantics. So, yeah. All right. Keep on, keep on. And this is area code 805 is out in California. 805, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's Donna again. I hope I don't call too much. How are you? I have a dire question to ask you.
No, you do not call too much, honestly. And your name again, hon?
Donna, hi.
Donna, yeah.
Oh, well, if we don't know your name, then you don't need to call. You don't call enough, actually, if we can't remember your name by voice.
Yeah.
So you're fine. You're good to go. You're good to go.
So what is your
Okay. I have a housing appointment July 11th, and they're going to determine if I get my housing for next year. Do you see me passing or not passing?
Okay.
Now, we kind of don't know what that means here. I don't, at least. I don't know if that does.
Well, they have to okay you. You know, like you send in your checking for 6 months and then everything. And I had won money at the casino last year, but I did report it to them. I told them everything that I won, and it passed for the year, you know. But now I don't know why. I don't know. So I'm just wondering if you see good results me passing it.
I'm taking a look.
Talk about it. All right. Well, that's a very good question. Very good question.
Is there anything you could do to make it be more, acceptable?
I mean, do you really feel like you're on the fence on this?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Hmm. Because like 4 years ago, I had too much money going in and out of my account. So they said it wouldn't look good. So you have to stop the gambling because, you know, it's too much money going in and out. So I didn't have it go in and out of the account anymore. But then I did gamble and won like $6,000. But I was allowed to make money last year, so I did tell them.
It almost makes me think that if I really like doing that, I should open up, get a fake ID and open up a freaking fake bank account that nobody can track.
Oh, God.
Oh, funny.
Oh, if I really was into it and I wanted to keep it hidden, it wouldn't be hard to do, but...
Well, I think
I would never suggest anything do anything.
Donna, I think it's better that you stay on the up and up. Because
stay on the up and up. I mean, think positive.
Yeah, you told them, right?
No. She's addressing that.
Tell them last year. I had my appointment last July, tell them.
What do you think that will be?
But I don't know if they're going to say you've been gambling, so, you know.
She reported a thing.
There's some back and forth.
It's something for me to do. I know people up there. I have friends up there, and it gives me something to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's too bad they can't let you, you know, have a little bit of a nest egg, you know.
Well, that changes qualification requirements and standards. And
there's
stuff.
A little bit
about.
Of a back and forth discussion between you and them, but I see nothing negative here. I feel it will go through. Yeah.
So you may have a little bit of spleening to do a little bit more, but you already know what to tell them.
But it looks
which
really
is the truth,
good.
You know.
And besides, what I'm picking up from your cards, too many people out there have made them cynical because they lie and they're defrauding, you know, the government.
Yeah, they probably have to, in their business, they probably assume everybody's lying first because that's what usually happens. Yeah. Ruins it for the honest people.
I see good things for her.
Good.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble there. You know, it looks very good for you. Personally, I don't think you need to worry. But if worrying helps you, you know, some of us have to work.
The only alternative would be I'd have to move up with my sister. She's about an hour and a half north. But
well,
she's hard to hear.
You are born under a lucky star in your card that you have a winner's gambling spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And at least you have a backup plan.
Yeah,
so that should,
right.
That should help take a little pressure. Even though you don't want to use that backup plan, at least it
right.
is there. All right, stand by.
Right.
Some of your angel card reading is take back
oh, okay.
your power.
Take
Archangel Raziel says, take back your power. Use your God-given power. Put my glasses on properly. And intention to manifest blessings in your life. So use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. Kind of like make your own luck a little bit, make your own blessings. You have more power than you think. That's what the archangels are saying. All right. Well, thank you so very much.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, and thank you for holding
you.
For a very, very long time.
Yep,
we appreciate
you
your patience. We do indeed. All right.
This is coming to us from No Lisa, huh?
I just typed. Well, now right now we're going with alternate.
Yeah, but No Lisa.
Oh, shoot. Wrong thing. I typed. Facebook Messenger is open for business, folks. Clock's ticking.
Well, Suzanne, you're here. Just type in what you want to know. Some of you are in a place in the middle of the night where you cannot be getting on telephones, okay? And I understand that. So if you just want to type it in.
Yeah, I guess Rachel did. She typed it in.
Yeah.
Do you just type it? First one that types question and gets it. So hopefully you got good typing skills.
So you never did get 520? Where she is tonight?
Probably, like, we don't know. They could be doing something good. Maybe there's,
yeah.
I don't know. It's
early there.
Well, it's 2 hours, right? No. Yeah,
it's
2 hours. They're mountain. No, it's mountain.
No, mountain.
2 hours. I want to know about, no, Michelle, that ain't happening. All right, go ahead. We're waiting. I want to know about a lot of things, too, you know what?
The only aliens I've ever seen, I have put them in the category of angels that are here, like, running tests on us.
If you want to know about aliens, I don't know, maybe go to Area 51 and talk to some people. But,
all right,
Suzanne wants to know,
yeah.
Rearrange those words a little bit. Is she going to be happy next
yeah,
year?
And
I'm assuming she means during the course of the next 12 months, we're going to say. Don't, not,
yeah,
I don't
so
think...
This,
well, 24 is
okay.
24 is
good question, Suzanne.
Yeah.
And for you, Michelle, as I'm laying these out, I want to tell you about a night. It was an evening, cold here, like November, December. And my late husband and I had dashed out to the store. We had $20 left, and we needed to get, the usuals, milk, bread, whatever. And as we got out of the car in the parking lot, there was a woman there shivering in a coat, shivering. She came up to us and she said, I'm a battered wife and my husband threw me out of the house and I'm trying to find a place to sleep. Now, our shelters do here fill up real early. And this was like maybe 9 o'clock at night. And she said, would you have anything that you could spare? And my husband took out we were sweating payday. So it was like, say, a Wednesday, weren't getting paid till Friday. He said, I only have this 20 here. And I said, give it to her. So he gave it to her. And we said, we hope this helps you find a warm place for tonight. And we started walking up to the store. And we turned instantly around. Not 3 seconds later, that woman was gone. And we both got the chills, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, we were in a packed parking lot,
okay.
Standing in the middle, and she's gone. And it was my husband who said, I think we've just been visited by an angel.
What if it was a demon?
Why would they approach you like that?
Maybe they wanted to take that $20 and give it to some satanic cult so they could buy puppies to murder. Everybody assumes everything is, it's just, how can you assume, like, the supernatural spiritual thing is always good? You know there's bad stuff out there. There is, right? You know that.
But I prefer to be
on the
side of
thing.
The street with the light and the love.
Yes, I want my unicorns
yeah.
to be farting little sprinkles and rainbows, right?
So anyway, that was one. We've had many stories like that. I feel that when you get confronted with something like that, it's a test on your spirituality. You don't have to give them anything. But if you feel it on your spirit, even if it's like a homeless guy, you know he's going to go buy alcohol or, you know, drugs, whatever. Jim said even they deserve to catch a buzz if they...
But don't lie to me about it.
Yeah, tell me.
I need a sandwich, bullshit. I bought a guy like a beer one time at a convenience store that was outside asking for money. And I said, and then I was in, but I didn't have money, but I had a card. Then he's inside, and he was like standing there, and he's had a beer, and he's like, hey, bring your beer. It's Friday night. I should buy this guy a beer. So I did. Big 40.
Well, that's pretty nice of you.
Be honest. Oh, and I got a picture.
Of?
And I got a good picture of the dude holding the sign that has a Cash App instead of asking for cash. I got it. I'll send it to you. I zoomed and edited. It looks really good.
Here's the thing.
All right, we got to get back to Suzanne.
Yeah, and I'm going to, Suzanne. You'll like your reading. Here's the thing I believe. You go ahead and you give them a donation of some kind. It's off you now. You've already met your challenge. Now you got to let them face their own.
That is funny. She never got her shut up.
Oh, my God. Why do we not do that?
I thought you know what? Probably because she comes in here all the time. And unfortunately, being such a regular, I thought I did it. International shout out to Suzanne from the land of the Scots.
Rachel, I think that's awesome. Also, we have driven around with old winter coats and jackets in the back of the car because a lot of times these people are sitting out there. I helped a lady go buy a couple pair of underwear because nobody in Kohl's would help her.
And we gave her a lot of money.
We gave her a lot of money.
I went and withdrew some cash.
Yeah. But if somebody needs underwear, damn, I'll help you buy it. You know,
but there's nothing wrong with going commando. But anyway,
for women, it's a little bit different.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton didn't think so. Neither did freaking what's her face? Britney Spears. They went commando when they went out partying.
So did Lindsay Lohan.
So is it really a little bit different? Is it?
Well, women have. Oh, here's a word. My first husband would go. Don't say it.
Take a look at the beaver. All right, go ahead.
Secretions. And he hated mucus.
I don't think you've given her one iota of her reading
Suzanne,
yet.
You have great cards.
Wunderbar.
So if you are wallowing in some kind of despair, it's time to move on smartly. Because, okay, yes, you got ripped off. Yes, you fell for it. You went to an expensive university called Scammers U.
School of Life.
Yeah.
Sometimes, every once in a while, that tuition can be very expensive.
And you know what? If you learned your lesson, it won't happen to you again. Now you got to let it go. You really do.
You have nothing to be ashamed of unless you keep repeating it.
Well, you can tell others as a cautionary tale.
I'm just saying, you have nothing to be ashamed of if you fall for any kind of scam. As long as you learn your lesson, then so be it. You've learned your lesson. But if you keep doing things, it's like, come on, you got to look at yourself.
And you know, the guy that stole from me all that money, I think to myself, you're the one who's going to be dealing with your maker one day. Yeah.
Unless his maker is Satan. Satan, maybe?
Remember that?
That was a church lady, wasn't it, on the Saturday Night Live, which was, what, Dana Carvey?
Oh, okay. Virgil says, I need some underwear, Debs, so get posting.
What does that mean, get posting?
I think he means he wants me to, go on a campaign for your runyons?
I don't think we're going to go fund you for boxers. International shout out to Virgil from the UK.
You don't even know if he wears boxers.
I don't care.
He might like
Here's one thing.
What?
No matter, anybody can wear boxers even if they don't like them. Some people... The whitey-tighty thing doesn't work out for him, but you can always, any human on earth can wear a boxer.
No.
Even women can wear boxers.
Okay.
Women can wear boxers, right?
No, when
they have women boxers.
My kids were young. You used to say, I can't believe you're buying them boxers. It's going to make them gay.
I didn't say gay. It was because you're starting to go into the that you're putting them down the road of the peer pressure trend bullshit because their friends have boxers. I could have boxers. Well, it's a good thing their friends don't have one ball snipped off because then you're going to do it so they can follow. You don't always have to follow a goddamn school trend. That's what it was. That's why I didn't want to do it. It was not gay. Boxers don't equal gay. Jesus Christ, I wear boxers.
Well, back in that day,
you even then, I did too.
Yeah.
I didn't say gay. I said you're letting them.
Okay.
The peer pressure thing is why. Don't start when they're 10 and 12.
But Suzanne, sometimes this eats at you. You gotta let it go. You know. Gotta put it in a context. I don't know. Do you have children? Do you have loved ones? Do you have like a mom, a dad, a grandma? I'm just saying, who is so important to you? And then think to yourself, is what I lost to this Nigerian asshole worth when I could consider that what if he had killed one of my loved ones? Or, you know, a truck drove over my grandma.
Did all these things happen? Not what you just said. The money loss thing. Did that actually happen?
She gave money.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see it right here talking about it right now.
I don't know that she ever told us how much.
I don't remember ever telling us, but you must have a better. Well, it must not have been tonight, right?
No, it wasn't tonight.
You done? Is that a done?
No, it's in my way.
Oh, okay.
I've got to have.
Okay, that's cool. I just thought you were trying to give me a hint to get that back.
So that's big in your reading. Once you can work through that, and you know what the hardest lesson is? I don't mean to get a little religious here. Try your best to find a way to forgive them. Then it's off your back. That albatross is off your back. What?
Read.
I am reading her card.
You're not reading that, though. You want to do it this way, you get to read. You got to click see more to see her rest of her thing.
He spent $9,000. I wonder how much that is.
We assume it's a lot of money, so just the number doesn't matter. It doesn't freaking matter what the number
the
is.
The money does, yeah. So, you got, this was a boyfriend, huh? A boyfriend of yours. You know, we always seem to get off before.
What was it, a boyfriend?
She said, I got ripped off from a guy that I was with that just got out of the jail and started hitting me and stealing my money. And it took a lot for me to let go as I got robbed because of him and I never got the money back and he spent $9,000 and I don't know what gram is and I have my mom and I met somebody else.
So her life's good now.
Your life is good now.
She's just saying that. She's talked about all everything is straightened out now. That was from the past and it sounds like she's let it go and made herself better and learned her lessons.
Well,
so,
you
good.
Did learn.
Right.
A hell of a lesson.
She totally flipped it around. 9,000.
Oh,
9,000.
Okay, thanks for that. And you know what? The rest of your cards
9,000
are beautiful. 9,000.
Pounds, I guess.
Whatever
euros.
They have in Scotland.
Pounds are your, well, Scotland, I'm assuming it's pounds.
Now here, when that was going on with that guy out of jail, now our laws are that you could have had him put right back.
Well,
you know,
he was hitting her too. That,
yeah,
that physical,
I mean,
thing's automatic, regardless of the money.
He would have been
thing.
On probation coming out of jail, and he would have got sent right back to the slammer.
Unless he served his full sentence, then he would not be on probation. That's what
your marriage is going to be beautiful.
Well, she's a Scotland. We don't know what the hell goes on with their jails and
probation. And your life
and
is going to be better. Put that whole thing behind you. If you have to, I often tell my people, if you have to, go out and get, like, you could go to a thrift store. What else would they call it?
Secondhand store,
yeah.
Maybe there. Yeah.
Go get, like, a
you,
Ken
they
doll.
Used stuff.
Get a Ken doll and a Barbie doll. And I tell them, there are several ways. This is about how to end your connection to the past. You can take them to the woods, those two dolls, dig a hole, put them in there and say, this is the end of that memory of anything I ever had to do with you. And that girl who was me no longer is me.
Sounds like she's made her peace if she's already doing
yeah,
that
but
stuff.
I'm saying, if, I
oh, if
feel
it still bothers you,
still oh,
you still
bothers,
think it is?
Yeah.
You think she has some self-guilt?
Or go by, yeah, go by where there's a, let's say a fire. Some places they have those, what are those big gallon cans? those big. Was it?
You mean the frickin' the 55-gallon
yeah.
drums?
Sometimes they have fires in them.
Some people in some climates.
Throw them in there. Yeah.
In some big cities where it's cold, somebody will just light a big drum.
Yeah.
And people will get people that aren't. Not necessarily homeless people. They're hanging out in the street will gather there. Even if they have a home, sometimes they just hang out.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I'm not aware of that. That it's called sympathetic magic in the Wicca world. Something for me to look up. I want you to know, Suzanne, your marriage is going to very beautiful relocation somewhere. I see all kinds of relations around both of you. Really nice family stuff. Money is going to stop being a problem. It's going to be one where you can actually enjoy yourself, you know. And that guy, the jailbird, oh, he's got karma slapping him in the ass right and left.
Do you mean so to speak or in real life?
In real life.
Brown.
Oh, he's in one, you know, dumpster fire after another because of the way he's treated people. And that man that you have loves you dearly.
I don't know
truly.
How the Scottish prison system is. I don't know if they're really severe.
Oh, cutting the cords. Okay, I know that.
I don't know if it's really horrible and terrible there or if it's, a lot of slaps on the wrist and they don't do a lot of time.
We never hear
much. We do.
Above.
We just don't know. We don't know. We know nothing.
Well, anyway, your life is, you're riding off into the sunset in a fabulous marriage. So I hope that this will make you feel better.
All right.
I do.
Okay, let's give you your angel card reading.
Yeah.
Subject is overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. That's for you, Suzanne. For you and you alone.
No, I think we could.
Phones are next.
Yes, she is, Catherine. She is going to live happily ever after.
We're hitting the hour mark, Deb. What do you think? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Are the phone lines?
Well, you got
We have the one call. I told you who it was, Deb.
How do you know that?
I know it's well, Deb. I know it's well.
She was 703.
Oh, you're right. I'm a dum-dum. Mm-hmm. I'm a dum-dum baby, so why don't you kill me? Yeah. What do you want to do? It doesn't matter. What do
Let's
you want to do?
Take care of it.
Then that should be the end.
Yeah, we're going to have to make that the end.
Sorry, folks. It is what it is.
Virgil's happier in a thong. I didn't think they called him a thong.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
You're in the same Commonwealth of Virginia we are. Thank you.
Hey, it's Khalil.
Hey, how you doing there, hon?
It's been a little while. Weekish. How's it going? What's new?
Nothing much. They're having a buyback program for firearms in my town.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if everything's going to be safe.
For you or everybody?
Like, for everybody there. Because they're going to do a gun buyback program in my town.
Okay.
Well, I could tell you what, they do them here a lot, and you can't get any safer. That is Cop City, USA. That is police city. There's cops everywhere, not to intimidate people or catch criminals because they don't want people rolling in with a bunch of guns and something happening. So it's always safe from what I've known. They've done it in Newport News quite a bit.
Are they buying back illegal guns?
They're just buying
too?
Back guns. They don't give a shit. No questions asked. You bring a gun, they give you a certain amount of money.
Really?
They're just trying to. They're trying to get them off the streets because they end up in so many wrong hands. That's what it is.
So they can sell their guns and then go buy some. No.
They destroy them, or they use them for other things like testing, and for they don't put them back on the street. The cops, the police, or the cities that buy them. It's not always the cops. Sometimes it's the police that sponsor. Sometimes the police help organize it, and it's a city, state, blah blah blah. But it's when they've done it here, and we are in Virginia, but it's a different part of Virginia. It's been very well organized, protected, and everybody that goes in there already knows. That you can't screw around in there with guns because there's a lot of police presence. And they don't give it. They're not there to caress people. They're not there to trick people into anything. It's totally
on the up and
they
up.
They totally want to get all these damn stupid guns that are out in the street that people are buying for $10 or $15 that are stolen, have serial numbers filed off. Just get them off the street because they end up, 5 out of 10 times, they end up in somebody's hand that commits a crime. All right, what do you got, Deb?
That it's going to be, Jim has said, it's going to be crawling with police.
But it's nice that you're concerned.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, if you don't know about these things, I'm going to roll up to a gun buyback program, and that means everybody's going to have something in their pocket. Yeah, so it's a good, legitimate question.
And, you know, no matter where any of us go, especially if you go to an event that's going to have a, you know, it's going to be well-populated, make sure you're aware of, like, say, where the exits are. Just walk in and kind of case the place.
Is this indoors or outdoors where they're doing this?
It's indoors.
Okay, this one's indoors. Okay.
Yeah, and just, you know, keep yourself a little bit aware just in case.
Just to make yourself feel better, but I believe they do this all around the country. I've never heard of once of there ever being a problem.
Right,
ever.
And it's, like I said, it's going to seriously be under surveillance for that.
Under surveillance, and the cops don't want to deter anybody from coming. They just want to make sure nothing happens. So they're not going to be trying to mess with people and screw with people that roll up with guns. It's making them feel safer when they pull people over that there's less guns on the street. So they totally want people to come in there and do this. So they're trying to make it safe, smooth, and painless, and they're not going to mess with anybody that's. Yeah, like I said, I haven't actually been to them, but I've seen, driven by a couple of them. They've had them in Newport News, Virginia a few times. And I've never heard anything negative happen there or anywhere around the nation. So I think, I guess you have some things you might be interested in selling?
No, I'm a part of the organization Moms Demand Action.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
Yes.
I think that's great that you guys are going to be there because, I mean, you guys want the same ultimate goal, right, to get them off the street, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You guys should be there and represent. You should be there and represent. That is a good time to make your presence known, and maybe you have flyers to hand out or something. That's a good opportunity to get yourself known.
And I want to tell you what your cards are showing.
Oh, that's true, the cards, yeah.
Hello?
Sorry about that. It's the cat.
Oh.
Well, those cats, you know, they own the whole world, you know, according
to
the cat. The cat owns the world.
It's kind of a dual event because, the cops are going to be all over the place, probably some other law enforcement, but they're going to be looking at people too. You know, ones that maybe have been elusive to catch. It's kind of like how cops go to a funeral because often killers want to show up at the funeral. Don't you think that's really morbid and creepy? But they do. They want to show up and see that person laid out cold. So that's also what they're going to do. They have some notorious guys that they haven't been able to get a handle on. Yeah, they're going to be looking. I don't see them making an arrest there, but they're possibly going to tail some of these people.
No, then I don't know.
I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad that you are involved in such a worthy organization. I really am.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. So we adore
have a good night.
You, darling. Yeah, you too.
Well, you know what? Hey, you know what? You can get a little publicity here. When is that? Where is that? If you want to get a little shout out to folks that might be listening.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
It's in Charlottesville, Virginia. Is that going to be at Charlottesville City Council?
Okay.
Good. Okay. So, and what? When was the date? I missed it. Probably.
July 17th.
Okay.
Okay.
You got a lot of time to prepare, and it's good that they keep that word out, keep putting it out. So. All right. Well, hey, everything looks good. And good luck to you, friend.
Yeah. Take care, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are in the same Commonwealth of Virginia. So
that's right.
You go get them.
Have a good day.
You too. You too. And you know where to find us. And he's on mute, so he's not disconnected. So, yeah, let us know. It's a good – you know what? Here's the thing. here's the difference between something. I'm not like an NRA guy. I'm a gun guy. But what they're trying to do, that I'm not even going to bother to type, but I was going to explain this. They're buying these guns for like $50 to $100. Now, a legitimate gun owner would be like, I got nothing that I ever paid that little for. These are for the folks on the street that are buying these freaking pieces that have been cycled around a few times, and who knows how many crimes have been committed for 20, 10, 20, 30, 50 bucks tops. That's what they want to get off the streets. That's what they want to get off the streets. These guns that are like, gee, I need 20 bucks for the gun. All right. Well, that maybe that committed a crime. Maybe it didn't. Then he's like, yeah, I'll sell it for 20 bucks. They want that stuff they want off the streets. The cops,
you know,
in the cities.
Catherine made a really good point about she's not a gun person. She says, but I would think somebody that has many guns were enough to get rid of.
Nobody that is really, like I said, no
a
legitimate
good gun person.
Your typical normal gun enthusiast,
yeah,
and stuff like that. These aren't the people that are going there. I'm not gonna take my $350 gun there and sell it for 50 bucks. That's not what this is for.
Gotta tell you, I never liked guns, but then when I joined the military to become a medical specialist, which is basically a combat medic. Well, of course.
Well, it is not. Basically, it was a combat medic.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go through.
You got to do both.
Firearm training.
You got to shoot, possibly kill people, and then you also got to tend to your wounded that were shot.
Well,
but they're your guys.
Let me finish there, darling. I was
you sounded like you were all
them.
Done talking.
No, I was not. I was going to say that the one thing I got out of all of that is that you come and you screw with my hospital, my, you know, out in wherever we're assigned, my clinic, et cetera. And maybe there to save lives or help save them, but I'll take you out in a heartbeat. And I learned that I could definitely kill somebody.
What's amazing is, mm-hmm, and I don't know if it's still this way because it's been many years, but the Marines always had their combat medics were Navy corpsmen because they fall under the same department.
Oh, yeah.
Department of the Navy. I bet it still is.
Remember that guy by my apartment? He lived upstairs where Nina ended up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I mean,
He was a Navy corpsman. He went with the jarheads.
When I remember I went to shore duty and went to the Washington, and we started, you know, when the Washington's being built, I was in some little pre-com little building, and so I was with guys from everywhere. And there was one of the guys with the corpsman guy that I bunked kind of with, and that's what he was. He was a corpsman, and he went out and did that thing with the Marines. So he had to do all the same shit you did, except he was a Navy guy.
Wow.
But he had to play Marines. He had to wear their stuff when he was being with them.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, all right.
Well, everybody, you've been so awesome.
You have. It was a good night. And alternate Wednesdays are good. A lot of our UK folks were not here. But, you know, it's a weekday. People got to work. People got to do stuff. And it's very late where you folks are. It's 6 hours ahead of time in
five, six,
the UK,
yeah,
and most of Europe.
Breaking, I know. Sometime we're going to surprise all of you. We're going to come on a weekend in like our afternoon.
That would be kind of cool. We need to do that.
It should be evening, not middle of the night for a lot of
you. And it might be actually soon because I have ideas.
You have ideas.
Like less than a week maybe we might do that.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Well, would I say that now if we don't get to talk about it first? I can't commit to something you don't agree to. It could be soon, but it might not be. Well, I'll give them hope. Hope is everything. Hope is what we need to keep
Michelle,
life going.
We love that you love our show. Thank you. We don't script the thing. When we first started out, it's been 7 years. When I first started out, Jimbo wasn't with us till the last couple, 3 years.
I used to come into like about six, seven, 8 years ago, I would occasionally roll in on Facebook. Say hi and talk to a few people when you were doing your show.
That's right.
When you were way down doing it at the Healing Fountain.
We were the most bizarre thing, and we were on the air in Los Angeles. But, I mean, people were like, what kind of psychic show is this? And I don't know why they think it has to be all this wooey.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I think you should never change the title, but when I see that one word, some people that don't know, most of the folks here know that, but a lot of folks come in and say, ooh, Why do I have to give you any information? I should be able to walk up like I watch crystal ball gypsy shows in black and white days in the 50s. That's what they think. You're a psychic. I should be able to just sit down and say nothing, and you'll tell me everything I need to know. That's what a lot of people think when they see that word.
You know, it's funny, but they told, well, my boss told me
which
at
boss?
The office. She told me that my name was very significant, my brand. She said the word psychic means to know. To know.
I never looked it up in Webster.
Love is the most.
Love is in the air.
It's the most powerful force in the universe.
You
love.
Said like you were Chinese.
Did I?
Powerful. Ruh-roh. Or like you were Scooby. Ruh-roh. Oh, good.
And the last word, doctor. I was shocked at this one. That it means to teach. To teach. I thought she was going to say to heal. She said, no, it's to teach.
That's true. When you think about people that have PhDs,
yeah,
a whole shit ton of them aren't healing anybody. They're teaching. They're very knowledgeable. Doctor so-and-so in physics, he's not healing shit. He's teaching.
That's true, isn't it?
Or he's breaking new ground in the physics world. Who was Dr. Zhivago? Was he an actual doctor?
Oh,
he was a real doctor, wasn't he?
That's a good movie.
He was a real doctor, right?
It's a Russian movie.
Well, Zhivago, I hope so. But he was actually like a medical doctor, right?
I cannot remember.
You just said it was a good movie. How the hell can you
I remember
say it's
a
good
a
movie and you
good,
don't know anything about the guy?
I remember it's a good movie. I don't know what his... Look at the stuff you've said.
Omar Sharif, yeah, that's how old that was. Well, the original.
And he was a hot-looking guy, yeah.
What do you mean? What example are you giving me where I can say that was a great everything and not even know the big deal of what that guy was, that character
was? It's an older movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what you're saying is you watched it probably when you weren't even an adult. You probably were younger, maybe, or a very young adult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you knew that you liked it, you just don't remember shit about
it. An older movie.
She is right. There are a few movies of the same thing where it's like I watched it so many years ago, I just knew I loved it, but I don't know anything about it.
I love the old English movies about the kings and the queens and all the fighting that went on.
Henry VIII.
And,
yes,
he was.
Wasn't there one with, who was it, Richard Burton and what was the chick he was married to 15 times? Elizabeth Taylor.
I don't
did
know.
They do, did they do a Henry VIII, those two together?
Didn't they do Cleopatra?
No, I didn't think that was Burton. That was a different guy, wasn't it? Well, it might have been. I don't know. Excuse me.
You didn't know.
Or maybe it was Taming of the Shrew. One of those ones they did together.
I like the one who, Marie Antoinette, wasn't that her name?
That wasn't one that was only done like, that was like 10 years ago or 15 years ago, right?
Oh, with, that modern one?
With, what's her face?
Chris somebody. Oh, yeah, oh.
The chick that was in the Spider-Man movies.
Catherine,
the
did you ever
chick.
See the Jane Austen book club movie?
I don't even know who she is.
Loved it.
Jane
oh,
Austen.
She wrote amazing.
Oh, she's a writer, not an actor.
Pride
okay.
and Prejudice. And
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, look at Catherine says Cleopatra was Taylor and Burton.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I knew it was Taylor for sure. I knew that. I wasn't sure who... Mark Anthony was played by, because I haven't seen that since I was a child, that movie.
That was good.
Anthony, yes.
I love these old movies.
It was good, yeah. I do remember that. Yep.
You're not a period piece, but I love the Tudors. Yeah, Kirsten Dunst, that was a wild movie.
No, she's talking to you about one about Marie Antoinette.
Yeah,
Bethany Cake.
They all stood around the bed waiting for them to consummate.
Brown chicka brown cow.
Jim, Rachel's asking you to tell her a good movie to watch.
See, but that's a genre thing. What time frame, what kind of movie, comedy, documentary? There's so many different factors, and do you want it to be modern, like in the last 5 years? You want it to be in the 80s, 70s, 60s? That's wide open. One of my favorite movies of all time, or like a few of them, they're old war movies, like The Longest Day, about D-Day. Great movie.
And I kind of got
John
in Wayne, trouble
everybody was in that one.
With my community when I wrote a story or an article for the paper called Saving Myself. From Private Ryan. And I wrote about, oh, I knew somebody was going to come up. Debbie does Dallas. I used to get asked. So, Debbie, how was
Dallas? Except they spelled it differently.
Mm-hmm.
They spelled it I-E.
Anyway, yeah, I forgot. Oh, I basically said, I don't need to go see
Private Ryan thing.
Private Ryan. It's going to be nothing but bloodshed. And I went exactly opposite of what people believe. This community was Navy, Army. Oh, my God. You'd think I had said, let's go burn down the White House.
A lot of the people that were there said, so far it was the best movie that depicted the real life, how it was like in Navy. I will say that is the first movie.
Game of Thrones.
That was the first movie, you know, figure how far back that movie when it came out before it got the DVD. That was the first movie that I put on my installed surround sound system and jacked it up. And that scene where the tanks were coming.
That was
the window
scary.
I jacked it up and the windows that were vibrating. Scary. My windows were going, I had the surround sound all jacked up. Dogs were not happy. So when they did that for like 10,
they
20 seconds.
They were squeaking.
No, it was like, it was coming over the top. And the guys were like trying to hide from the tanks and they're scared shitless because everything's shaking. The ground is like coming around and they're waiting for the last minute. And they had to put the sticky bombs in the tank, so they're scared shitless.
Oh, that
was near the end.
Yeah,
and they had to wait and just sit there and wait. And then when they were shooting the machine guns, those 8mm, pop, 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 pop. I had that whole night, the dogs were so unhappy. But it was Missy and Roxy. Yeah. They were so pissed off I had a jacked up. Because it was
that
the first
really
time.
Does
it was the first awesome, cool sound I had with the surround sound.
I never watched it, but I've watched a lot of the singing that came out of that Glee stuff.
I've never seen
the
one
show.
Partial of a second of it. I didn't even ever seen a commercial for it. Only time I ever saw it was referenced in
The Office.
I've never even knew it existed.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Oh, that Office. Remember Pat talking about her experience with the pregnancy? Remember Jim Halpert?
That they wanted to wait.
She was getting just minor. See, it wasn't like her, but she was getting minor little contractions. He's like, you know, if we can make it to tomorrow, I can get, you know, the insurance will cover the entire stay. Otherwise, it won't. So they were all coming up with ways to make her not think about being pregnant.
That was, yeah.
I think it didn't work. I think she ended up going before.
When a baby's going to come, a baby's going
to
come.
Yeah, they were trying to figure out different ways to distract her, but they ended up making her think about it. That was her and Pam. Him and Pam.
I don't know what you're asking, Rachel. Maybe Jim can decipher it. Would they do that? Find a
book because his brothers are all dead. I don't know if that's even me. That he should be talking to somebody else.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking. I don't remember saying anything about finding fuckers that are dead. Sorry, I had to use the F word now because we're about to quit, but.
Yeah. Well, everybody, you make
we gotta
life,
go,
you
folks.
Make life so. Did we ever cancel our folks? Oh, we're still.
No, we're
on.
Still online with everybody. So we got
anybody
do the,
there?
Well, I think we do have the folks that are.
Oh, put her on. Put her on for me. You can go to the bathroom.
It's all you. Do what you got to do.
Oh, Lisa.
I got up at 4.
Lisa, you there? Hello? I don't think she's there.
Oh. I'm here.
She's here.
I'm here. You're twice. You're on Blog Talk twice.
You deleted one, I thought.
I deleted one. I don't know. Yeah.
I didn't know which one to get.
Oh, I
looked on both.
We deleted it, but I guess we probably needed to go to the shows. Tell us, how are you doing?
Well, every day is a little bit better, and I'm so in love. You know, this is like a carnival ride. I even told him, I said, knowing you has been like a carnival ride. It's very up, and then it's very down. And right now, it's just been so up all day. And I don't know what to tell you. What do the cards say?
So, did you spend it together?
All day. And we're going to have dinner together. We're going to watch a movie.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds so romantic. Does he need you to, like, rub his legs or anything? His shoulders?
I'd rub all over. No zones outlawed. All zones included.
I kind of fear you might actually kill the man. You know, once you get your hands on him.
You may get somebody who wants it, but like it's actually going to happen.
That's pretty negative thinking to put out there, mister.
Well,
I like you both. I'm partial to you both, so I'm not going to say anything about Jimbo. He does bring a practical attitude, though, you know?
Yeah, I shouldn't be realistic. I said, let me go hit some acid so I can talk about unicorns and mushrooms instead of reality.
Well, you know what? This is
what?
This is all day today. There have been, like, leading sentences. Like, we're going to do this. It's all about the future. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to take this trip. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. You know, with the grandson, blah, 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 blah. So, and not only that, we just had a really good time today, laughing and joking and carrying on.
Nice.
And he invited me to a party on Tuesday. It's his friend's party, that guy that I don't like. And I put a happy face on. I said, oh, yeah, I'd love to go to that party. It's on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to tell you, your cards are so wonderful. They look boring because there's no, you know, drama. There's nothing crazy going on.
Well, I'm in love.
Are you getting back to doing your own work that you do?
No. You know, I try. I mean, today was spent basically, what did we do? We spent a lot of time in the coffee thing and then, you know, in the tent, in the backyard. And then we hit the road to go do some errands. And then we just got back. We're going to have dinner and then we're going to, I think he said several times we're going to watch a movie. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, that sounds like a really nice evening. It really does. And that friend of his is going to say passive aggressive things to you. Just blow him off. You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't pay him. I don't know why your neighbor likes this guy. He doesn't seem very likable in your cards.
Yeah, I know. You know, and I've known him distantly for 20 some odd years. And then my neighbor asked me about 3-4 weeks ago, he says, how come you don't like him? Is it because he said you brought a bland dish party that many years ago? My neighbor doesn't remember a lot of stuff, but he remembers me telling him that. So I, you know, when he told me, he said, do you want to go to this party on Tuesday? I said, oh, yeah, I put a game face on. I said, I can bring another bland dish because it's potluck.
Bring the tater tot, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that would be good. People like that. My neighbor loves that dish.
I've never met anybody that said, oh, ish. About tater tot casserole. Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Do you still have the recipe?
I do.
It's so simple. And if you Google, you can find variations where you make it Mexican or Italian or whatever.
No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to stick to the way I made it because my neighbor's been saying how he thought it was just horrific. And I said, you know, it's not healthy to eat all the time, but I can make it for the potluck.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Don't you, Jim?
Yeah, Domino's makes a little pizza version of it, tiny little slice like this of them, and they charge $8 for that little
For their tater tot?
Their little tater tot thing.
Yeah.
They make like a pizza version. They take tater tots, throw some pizza stuff on there, and they charge $8. So, yeah, you bring a giant casserole dish,
That's winner chicken dinner.
Just make sure you use top brand tater tots. So
top brand everything.
The store kind get, they don't ever get.
You
crispy.
Roll the dice. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can. Don't roll the dice. Get
no,
the name brand.
Run them nice and crispy.
Unless you found the store brand that you're comfortable with, but you don't make it enough to know. So.
No.
Everything, name brand, everything. Because if you're bringing it to a potluck, you don't want to bring a turd. You want to bring the best of the
and,
best of the
and
best.
And that's the same with the cream soup.
Everything.
I have tried it with like the store brand, and it was really runny.
Every
so,
ingredient in there, bring the name brand. Because
you're
not just making it for yourself and the kid. You're making it for other people.
Michelle, it's so funny. She says the caviar of tater tots.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, and like you said, you have the basic recipe, and you can add things. You like bacon. I don't know if that was in
that one. Oh, yeah, you could.
Bacon, meat of choices, a little ground meat if you like, a little ground beef, a little ground this, ground that, whatever you like.
When
chorizo,
I make it, I put frozen mixed vegetables.
Yeah, see, some people like that.
No slime of beans. Ugh.
Some people like it with just corn as a vegetable, and then you can put like ground chorizo to get a little Mexican flair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be a good dish for you, Frank.
Oh no, I think it'll be wonderful. I love it myself. It's just
great,
and that is. It's so rich, though.
It is, It's one of those things you don't want to eat every day, or you turn into 600 pounds of, you don't want to eat that every day.
Well,
and your heart would stop eventually. But it's great.
So it's a good potluck dish, I think.
True that. It is. 99 out of 100 people are going to love it, and that one person you can never please. So
oh, watch
who
it
cares?
Be the birthday boy. You know, the birthday boy.
Yeah, who's the birthday boy again? She said, it wasn't the Sultan guy, right?
No. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is the Sultan guy. That's what I was wondering. I was like, I was making a cocktail because I have to shift gears and I got to get up early.
I don't know why I was invited. Can you see in the cards why I was invited? I have no idea. I don't know if it's because I'm his...
The neighbor invited you.
The neighbor invited you, right?
Well, no, he was reading to me the invitation. He said, you and me. He said,
I called you both out by name?
Yes, in the text. And
well,
the guy probably
just assumed that you guys would both want to come, so it was probably nice of him to do that.
Okay, well, because I've never been
invited. That's what
I'm saying.
I don't have a card. Oh, Dev's got the cards. That was just my opinion, guessing. Did you see this?
I don't know if it's because...
You didn't see hidden motives.
I don't know if it's because I'm his ride. You know, I drive him around, which I love doing. Or if the guy thinks that we are... that it's just okay to invite me because he's never invited me. Never, ever, ever. And I just thought it...
No, she's no. The Sultan is not.
The Sultan is not gay.
No.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I thought you said he wasn't. I thought you called him a Sultan because he had a harem of chick.
No, I don't.
Oh
think
my
he's
God!
After.
So he's a rainbow Sultan. Sultan.
Yes.
Well, you never made that clear. When you call somebody a Sultan,
I don't.
You think
a
traditional Sultan?
Yeah. Well, okay. I just
after your boyfriend. He wants to get
busy. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
See, that's a different ball game.
Yeah. What?
And earlier on, my neighbor Tommy, a long time ago when I first moved here, he said he knew that the Sultan was into him, but he made it clear to the Sultan that he's not into him. But they've remained friends. And it's never come up again. The neighbor has never mentioned it again. And so the Sultan has never invited me. He's never included. And all of a sudden I get this invite, and I don't know why. I don't know if the neighbor told him I should be invited because I'm his ride, or if the neighbor wants me to be included. I don't know what the political game is here.
Well, he may have a hidden agenda where he wants to run you off the plantation.
so that your neighbor is all his.
But yeah, it hasn't worked like that because the neighbor's not interested, and he's told him that over and over again. I'm not interested.
Well,
and
yeah,
I don't know.
We tell guys that a lot too, and they don't give up. And they don't give up. They think, oh, she's saying no, but she means yes in their mind. So it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that just because your neighbor's telling him no doesn't mean that he's believing it or giving up hope.
Yeah, wow. He isn't going to give up just for that.
But it's no threat to you, obviously. You ain't got to worry about that.
No. Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, you might get a little, if something goes down, you might get a little chuckle out of it. You know, if you see something happen where your neighbor's got to tell him, go away, dude, or something like that, you might get a little chuckle.
Well, good thing your guy doesn't drink. Because it's amazing how people become very receptive when they've been drinking.
Or they get very more vocal about how they're not receptive and get nasty.
Oh, that's true.
Sometimes they can be like, sometimes if they're sober, you can be really nice. No, I'm sorry, I'm not, you're not my thing. But later on they drink, somebody can say, you know what, do that again, I'm going to hit you with a chair if you keep come on to me again.
Really?
Like you said, it could be that way, one way or the other. Hey, drinking is amazing. You see good, decent bar fights sometimes.
This is the zone that you don't cross over. These are the boundaries, Mom.
Hey. You know what?
What?
Most of those bar chairs, you don't want to get hit by those sons of bitches.
No,
they are built solid.
Yeah.
They can get run over by a truck and not break. Like when you watch those shows on TV and those things break, those are stunt bar chairs that just crumble like balsa wood. Those real bar stools and bar chairs.
I like that.
That person's head's breaking, not the chair. But anyway.
Now, do people,
back to Lisa.
People in other countries, I wonder if like Australia, up in the UK, if you guys have your gay bars, lesbian bars,
got us.
And do you ever wander into them?
Well, that's really going down a different path. As a matter of fact, I can't even believe this didn't
disconnect. I used to take your mother and father over to the gay bar.
I'm surprised. Just let us run over. This is amazing that we're
on.
Well,
you know what?
I
used to go to gay bars years and years ago. When it was party time, occasionally, you know, they had the best music, and they were just fun. But now, I don't go to any of that, but I don't even go to any kind at all, period. I just, you know, I've gone with my friend, and I let them finish their drink, and then we go. But, no,
I wonder if they mind being infiltrated by straight people.
I think they're used to it. I think
they probably are used
to
the curiosity, the onlooker curiosity. And I don't think they care if they don't raise trouble.
Yeah. And I think and there's, you know, they don't know if someone is still in the closet and maybe exploring their way. Or they don't know.
Well,
they don't know why.
Some of those folks have very good gaydar, though.
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, because you have to be gay to have gaydar.
I guess. Well, but.
What do you mean, well? No.
Lesbians may not even look like they're gay.
But they still have gaydar.
Yeah.
They all seem to know, not immediately, but they all seem to figure it out unless they're drunk. They all seem to figure it out pretty quickly sober.
Rachel says Sydney is the gay capital of the world. I did not know that.
Well, good. I'm glad you got it there, Rachel. Have at it.
I thought it
bada
was
bing,
San
bada bing.
Francisco.
That's the gay capital of the United States, San Francisco. And it was. It might not be anymore. That's back in the day, Deb.
Yeah, that's true.
That was back when it wasn't acceptable, and they said, we're coming out screwed, the rest of the country.
Where they really tried to recruit in the military.
Did
she ever get a reading?
Yeah, we're waiting for me to decide, and he's waiting for me. He keeps calling me earlier.
All right. All right.
Well, you know what? We'll
let you go.
We got to go anyway. You've been over 97.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You're just so precious to me, both of you, really.
Yeah, you are to us, too. I was feeling bad because you didn't come on until, you know, we were just.
I'm sorry.
I got to explain on that. I can tell you why.
We were we were doing all these errand things. We had to go get all this bureaucracy stuff related to
the... And we understand. You're also 2 hours behind, so, you know, you're right. Sometimes you guys are right in the middle of doing a whole bunch of shit.
What are you feeding him tonight?
I just threw a bunch of stuff in the crock pot, and I put apples, carrots, this is the same stuff. Onions.
Any kind of meat in there? Protein, what?
Pork. Well, you know, I found pork in their refrigerator, and I told them I'm just throwing it all in. And it was some pork.
Pork loin or what?
Loin.
Yeah, I didn't even look at the package. It was just dumb. It was like pork slices. What do you call those things? They're pork slices.
Pork chops?
They're like pork. They might be like that. And then
they're
round and they don't have any bones in them. And they have a trim of fat.
They're pork loins. They're boneless pork loins.
Yeah,
it
might be round.
They're really good. No, so they're like the boneless ones that are round like that. They're great.
I don't buy anything expensive. I just, and then the pork, I think there were some, maybe pork ribs. I threw everything into the crock pot. I tore the packages open. I smelled them. They were still good. And so then I just put
That's the beautiful thing of a crock pot. That is the most awesome thing.
Explain to me how to cook a pork tenderloin without it coming out dry.
You've done it in the crock pot.
I've never done it right.
In the crock pot, you have. You submerge that son
you
of
know,
a
I
under,
cook my meat
whole time.
The same way.
That's
I just put some Worcestershire in there, and then I put the onions and apples and sweet potatoes and carrots, whatever vegetables they have.
Yep.
And then I'll put fresh green beans on the side. You know, sometimes everybody comes back. Yeah, and they say, I like it. And the leftovers, they like it. Did you put any wine in here? No, I didn't put any wine. Just a bunch of vegetables, some Worcestershire, and the meat. I always make that's how my mother cooks for us. And
well,
so
that sounds really good. Terry Sue, who comes to the shows constantly, she lives down the street from the Worcestershire factory.
Where they make it, Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How lovely. I love Worcestershire.
I have loved that stuff. I remember my parents bought a bottle of that.
When
I got my hands on it, I was like, oh, this is good stuff for cooking.
But nobody can ever say it right.
And there's a thousand different ways to say it, not the right way. And I even put a few little drops on my burgers when I was barbecuing my own burgers as a kid, you know, a couple little drops. Oh, it's so good.
I'm trying to get off this.
When in doubt, if you really want to make it tender, you can always beat your loin.
Yes.
Just make sure you stop before you go blind or get hairy palms, okay? Make sure you stop.
Oh, my God. And you criticize Lisa and I for always going down the dirty track before the show is over. You just took us.
You guys opened the door a long time. I waited. I always let the other people open the door. I've learned that. Always let the other person open the door.
Hey, you guys. Hey, don't mention his name. I'm going to go out there with you still on the
phone.
Okay. Don't mention
his
name. Do not mention
his name. He never told us his damn name. How are we going to mention
Don't even say your neighbor or anything. Don't. Please don't.
We're going. Hey, we're letting you go. We got to let you go. We got to go anyway, so go for
it. Okay.
All right, honey, call us.
All right, we got to say goodbye. We got to say goodbye to Blog Talk. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Let's do it. You ready? It's going to get loud.
Yeah.
Good night. Sleep tight. And pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream
Our blog talkers.
Did you ever get it?